Your mother always told you to say no to peer pressure. So when you hear how 4 million drivers switched to Geico last year, you aren't swayed. Then again, those 4 million drivers probably saved hundreds by switching to the nation's third largest car insurance company. Maybe your mother was wrong. Maybe you could have joined that hippie commune in Montana. Or maybe you could save money by switching to Geico today.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Warning. You are about to leave your comfort zone. Beyond the teachers. Beyond the gurus. Beyond duality. Ever beyond.
I do apologize. The new version of Skype has really messed me up again. So this is where the show actually starts.
Okay.
We've been talking into air.
Uh-huh.
Good evening and welcome once again to Ever Beyond. Sorry about that delay. Skype changes my input characters and it comes in through the wrong channel and you don't hear anything. Anyway, so yes, we're hearing stuff now.
Okay.
There's it coming in on the feed.
Okay.
So, tonight, we are going to be speaking with Craig Dew from north of Scotland. So, we're going to have a distinctly Highland flavour to tonight's channeling. Craig is a channel for the energy of Michael, being you know as Archangel Michael. And he has various other friends, let's say, from the other side. I haven't met them yet. But Michael will be offering some very, very important tips for the coming times, how to protect yourself, how to remain calm in a stressful situation, and basically how to ride the wave to ascension. Craig, good evening.
Good evening, Jeremy, and thank you very much for a lovely introduction. Yes, we'd like to just get in and on with sharing some tips and techniques.
Absolutely.
This is exactly what let's put it like this. Craig Dew is a channel, and immediately, this isn't Craig Dew talking, it's one of his guides, so to speak. And we'd like to share with you just the techniques and the tools and the systems and the collections of tools and techniques that we have now shared and are very efficient, elegant ways of getting into a safe space, feeling safe and protected, and clearing and establishing boundaries. And the way that we do that is to imagine, pretend, allow yourself to be inside a blue pyramid, a blue square beneath, and four blue triangles coming to a point above the head, or if you're lying down, coming to a point above you, with your heart in the center of the blue pyramid. You can see through the walls, it's in your mind's eye, as it were, but it exists. It's transparent. You can see through it. It's tinged blue. It has the qualities of being indestructible and impenetrable. It defines your space, symbolically saying, this is my space, all that is in my blue pyramid is me and mine, my thoughts, my beliefs, myself, and all that I am. All that is outside of that blue pyramid is not me. And that's really what it is defining the space. And a safe space, too, because of the impenetrable and indestructible nature of the pyramid. And we also tinted blue and use it as a symbolic key, a switch, into the presence, if you like, into being aware of the presence of Archangel Michael. That's what it does, and it immediately establishes that Michael is with us all the time, has been throughout all incarnations, etc. You know, his presence, his consciousness, his energy permeates the known universe and the unknown universe, if you like. Is present with us throughout all lifetimes, every breath, every day, every moment. That presence of Archangel Michael is there for everyone. And really, it's just a case of switching into that awareness. And we use the blueprint of it as a modern day, up to the moment sort of technique, rather than sort of great invocations and hallelujah and all sorts and addressing the great art. No, none of that. It's like, we're brothers, sisters, I'm present, you need my awareness, you need to be aware of me from the moment, one moment to the next. And so rather than go through all sorts of stuff, just immediately imagine you're inside a blue pyramid, and with the association of Archangel Michael, it's like, I am known, loved, and protected by the energy of being known as Archangel Michael. And that's what the blue pyramid does. Mm-hmm. In the blue pyramid, we have a cleansing, clearing, calming blue mist. And on the in-breath, we're breathing it up the nostrils, round the two halves of the brain, and on the out-breath, down into the heart. And that's it. That's the first thing that we do. That's the first thing that we'd like to share. And we also, in this instance, we see you are projecting that upon yourself, Jeremy, and anyone else who might listen to this, and seeing them in their space, acknowledging, recognizing each individual has their own boundaries and their space to be respected, acknowledged. And that's really what that's about. And we like this, because always start with that. We've been sharing these techniques now for approximately 10 years and practicing and playing with them and exploring them. And we always start with the blue pyramids. It's about clearing, calming, and becoming present and knowing that you are safe throughout all dimensions. The heart in the center. Why we have the heart in the center in one sense is so that you do feel that you are heart-centered and it is safe to be aware of your heart. And therefore, we take our time and we explore just the feeling of that safety. And the heart is the instrument through which we channel, really. It's not the brain, it's not the mouth, that's what's going on. I mean, that's all being part of it, but really, it's through connecting with the timeless place within the heart. That's, the heart is the pan-dimensional portal, if you like, through which we communicate. The energies are touching the heart, are coming through the heart. From the soul, it's that thing of resonating with the information that you know that you are in your heart divine. There's a divine spark within each of us, and that's true of the angels, the ETs, the spirit beings, the ancestors, spirit guides, whoever, wherever, ascended masters. One thing that we do all have in common is that spark of consciousness within that is the creator, and so everything that we do, it's coming through from that oneness. As it said in your introduction to the show, it's like beyond duality. It's that oneness, that place of oneness. And reminding people, reminding ourselves, and taking the opportunity to enjoy sharing that that is so. That's how it is. All the time. And we can't always be aware of that all the time, because our focus, our awareness, our consciousness needs to be focused on the external world that we're living in the, you know, if we're driving along, or if we're getting on with paying bills or organizing incomes and finances and flows and, you know, getting the shopping done and cooking the dinner. There's so much the awareness needs to be brought outside into the material world that you inhabit, for caring for the body, etc., and all that that involves in these days.
Yes.
And so it's great to take these times to be aware of, okay, there's more to me than all of this. This is an important part of me. I'm living this life, and this is me living, breathing in my physical body, this magnificent biological organism that I am, and part of a planet that I am, and but I'm also a divine being within. And in the taking of the time to sit down and open up to that truth within, it's good to feel safe.
Mm.
You know, because so many people are sensitive to so many things, there's so many different levels and dimensions, and so many different aspects of their higher sensitivities. You know, it's like we'll talk about many different things, and they're all going to come into play. And move through all the different techniques, but one at a time. The blue pyramid is really important for us, and it's also used for protecting space. Like right now, we're seeing Craig Dewey here. He's in his blue pyramid, and you're in yours, and around us both, and around this building, around this home, around that's, it's about extending that presence in and the awareness of the archangelic Michael protective warrior shield sword, I'm on your side kind of energy, so that you can open up to all the dimensions. And because there are beings in all different ways on the other side, just beyond our own senses that are focused on the physical. We do talk about encouraging people to get in touch with the higher octaves of those senses. It's how we refer to it in one sense. We use the octaves and the musical.
Very, very much relate to that way of thinking. That's the way I teach the seven ray teachings as well. It's all about octaves.
Great. Well, that's how we describe people's senses as well. We have a higher octave of sight, a higher octave of...
Absolutely.
Where we can tune into the senses of the higher bodies, or higher frequencies. And so those sensitivities to those other dimensions are what's in play when we are opening to channel. Are opening to even have a relationship with disembodied or discarnate spirit entity, maybe teachers, guides, or helpers, or some sort of way. Then we have a relationship with them. It's always through some sort of telepathy or higher mental communication, higher sensing spirit beyond. How do we do that? It's always going to come in through the emotions and the higher sense of hearing or some visual sense of clairvoyancy and all that good stuff, the higher senses of the higher octaves, the higher frequencies of our own senses. And it's that kind of stuff all comes into play with all senses of the heart, if that makes sense. For us, they're all about giving the heart the information. There's the higher intelligence, there's the soul, that's where the core intelligence remains, regardless of where our mind may be.
Exactly. Many people think of the mind as a kind of thing that floats about inside the brain, inside the skull. But from what I understand, the mind is a field, like an energetic field that encompasses all of you. And that, indeed, your heart, there are as many recent scientific discoveries that the heart contains many, many neurons. That there is I don't think there's as many neurons as there are in the brain, but a vast number of neurons that are in the heart that were very unexpected to be found there. And that very much goes towards scientifically proving, really, the Eastern teachings that said, all the teachings all over the world, all the rest of the world says, our spirit is in our heart and our mind is in our heart. And here we have you speaking about that. But it's a scientific fact. We'll be proving it to ourselves once we can admit that the heart is kind of more important than the brain, which is just a servo mechanism.
Okay, that's a very interesting analogy.
It's to me, the brain is the servo mechanism, the little part that has an electrical interface between my mind and my physical body. So it's like the buttons, the control panel. To me, the brain is like the control panel that the soul uses to express itself.
Very interesting. We would like to add about the brain and its... this understanding of the brain having two halves, logical, rational, and emotional, intuitive.
Yes.
In one sense. And the blending of the two and the coming together and the oneness and the harmonious balancing and the blending of spiritualism and science and not being at war with logic and scientific method and materialism and the intuitive exploration of what it is to feel and could be. In one sense, it's because we both have that. We all have that.
Yeah.
All human beings have that within.
Yeah.
And a need for that, maybe relying on different parts or using and expressing. But there's that understanding that can be explained to oneself. It's almost like demystifying the left brain and the both coming to terms with each other. It's that balancing of the yin and yang idea and the positive, negative, the dark and the light and all that good stuff. And being able to sit with both within oneself, the scientific knowledge that can be detected through the physical senses and by extension through instruments, and the stuff that we're picking up through our hierarchies of our hearts.
Exactly.
Senses, and to sit at one with that, to be understanding with that, and to be, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to have, in one sense, an intellectual frustration with one's intuitive emotional nature, and to become really frustrated or fed up with one's logical nature, and have a yearning for more intuitive gut feeling led decision making. And it's about these fights that go on inside a person are expressed out with as well. We'd love to come to an awareness of the positive and the negative, if you like, and the way that that's portrayed as dark and light, black and white, yin yang, balance. And all that could, well, when we spoke before in our introduction about don't get hung up in the words so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we really want to get around to talking about is the divine and holy mother of all, and the balancing of the male and female, and looking at society and how this imbalances within men and the relationship to their own female energy,
yeah,
and the rising of the mother goddess, and how so much of the past has been earth, goddess, woman, bad, nature, animal, and we're rising above with our male logical, rational science, superior. That kind of conflict is what we're addressing, really. And it's about how we can help people to come to terms or address, at least acknowledge that conflict takes place within, and how to resolve that conflict, how to come to balance, how to come to harmony.
Mm.
And that's really what we would like to keep addressing.
Okay.
And if we feel that that's what we're doing, is we've got time to meander, to explore, to settle.
Absolutely. Just wander around, drop a few subjects on the path, and as we come back, we'll gather them together and we'll make the mosaic together.
That's absolutely so, and it'll all work in these ways. And because it's a different way, there isn't a script here, nobody's reading off script, and there's a focus, there's a tent, there's an intent, because we're aware that when the channel's open, the most efficient, we must be the most efficient we can be.
Mm-hmm.
We must. That's the prime directive we have when we're getting to use a channel that is open. It's not to waste time, because time is the most precious thing you have.
Absolutely.
On the face of this earth.
Absolutely.
It's finite. We are infinite. We are timeless. You are timeless. You are infinite. But your experience of being a human being in this particular body is finite. And the most precious resource of all that you do have is the time you have. And we need to use that wisely. In fact, we're told that's how we have to be.
That's right. That's right. And so, we may have a tune halfway through the show.
Sure.
And I just thought, as you were saying, time is precious. It's a little song that I wrote a few years ago, all about spending time and what you can do with time and things like that. And I think it's called Taking My Time. So,
yeah. And we're very happy to take questions.
Of course, yes. So I'd like to say to anyone listening in that do feel free to enter into the chat room, and perhaps if you have a question that you'd like Michael or any of the other beings to answer, we will take questions and try and address them within the show. Would you like to speak further about the four techniques?
Yes, absolutely so. The first technique is the flute pyramid, as we described. The second, once the heart is safe, let's talk it through properly. Being in the blue pyramid with the heart in the center, with the indestructible, impenetrable pyramid you can see through. It's your space. It can be any size, you can shrink it, make it large, make it smaller, and you can have anything in there that you invite. It's you have power, command, control over whatever, however it sits for you. It's your blue pyramid, and it is indestructible, and it's a symbolic key into the presence and the awareness of the fact that you are protected, loved by Archangel Michael. And you feel safe. You feel it's safe to open your heart. And you've maybe done the blue mist breath a few times, up the nostrils on the in-breath, spiraling around the brain to the point between the ears, behind the eyes, on the in-breath, on the out-breath, allowing the blue mist to flow down in a single stream into the heart. From the in-breath, up the nostrils, spiral around the brain into the center. On the out-breath, a single stream of blue mist down into the heart. And that's the first step, the first technique. And the second is acknowledging the emotional field, the emotional space, your feelings, by imagining, pretending, allowing there to be a small pink bubble in the center of your chest and your heart. And as you breathe in, it fills with a pink mist and expands. And as you breathe out, it fills with pink mist and expands, expanding on the in-breath and the out-breath until the pink bubble sits surrounding your blue pyramid. This symbolizing your emotional field and your empathy, your ability to feel emotional space and others' feelings. As you have the pink bubble around your pyramid, it's in one sense symbolizing to your own mind that you are commanding, you're taking command of your own emotional faculties, your ability to feel others' feelings as well as your own. You can feel the emotional world around you, but because of the blue pyramid, you won't be swamped by it. There's a distinctive barrier there between what's your feeling and another's feeling. If you don't feel like emotionally engaging with the space of the world around you, keep the pink bubble inside your blue pyramid. It's yours. And this is the way we use it. And that's step two, simple as that, really. Once we're safe inside the blue pyramid, it's safe to open up the pink bubble, symbolizing our emotional faculties, world, field, whatever you want to call it. And in this way, it's through the... Well, we used this technique initially when we first met with Craig and his friends, and because there's always an emotional feeling that comes with the contact with the helpers, the positive ones, the ones who are there for you with your best interest and intent at heart. And we would teach as well that those who are helpful always ask permission to engage with and are very respectful of your consciousness, your mind, your space, and your time. Whereas those who are unhelpful are generally gatecrashers and wouldn't respect your space, energy, mind, time, and all that good stuff, your spirit. And so that's how we talk through this channel, to how to discern, quite simply, and it's through the feeling nature as well. You'll feel uplifted, you'll feel respected and warmed, comfortable, safe. All that good stuff comes when you're hanging around with the good guys from the other side, so to speak.
Yeah.
Help so, those spirits.
So there's... we're talking here about discernment.
Absolutely so, yes.
And so to recap on that, discernment in a way is how you feel about something, whether you feel comfortable, and most importantly, whether you feel safe.
Yes.
It's the energy that you feel most safe with that you will be brought to allow into your system.
Yes, absolutely. That's, yes, I mean, that's all we can say to that. And one sense, we'd like to expand on that,
okay.
In the sense that we used to say in the way that the heart is your the most finely tuned, sensitive bullshit detector in the universe, in one sense. Your mind can be bamboozled by visions, by sights, by words and clever words and all sorts of wonderful, lovely words and all sorts of things. But if the heart is sitting there going, that doesn't feel right to me. Looks great, wonderful, sounds lovely and all that stuff, but it doesn't feel right. Trust that. Rather than the mind and all of what's being processed through the senses, even beyond the senses within, there's a sensitivity there that will always, if you trust it, take you to the positive stuff that you really want, the good stuff, the helpful, the expanding, the balancing, the harmonious, the joyous, the good stuff, the stuff that you want. And the heart will take you there and always ensure that you're on the right path if you trust it to shine the way forward. And those who come to help you will always kind of point back to your own power rather than give your power to us or listen to this authority, this external expert, this Trust me because I know best for you.
Yes.
It will always be a kind of a mirroring of the divine within, the power within, how positive you are, how full you are of the good stuff in yourself, and always point to you not what you lack, but how you are so resourceful, full of resources and faculties that can serve you, and those who would come from the other side, like the unseen beings from other dimensions, would be here to point back to you and help you develop them, and point to the divine within, and that's what you share in common, is a will to serve the divine.
That's true.
And that's true for this channel. That's what happens here. And we haven't said yet, but it's very true and should be said, that all the channeling that comes through this channel is done so in the name of the Divine and Holy Mother of all beings. So the Mother of all. That's all that we do. All that we do is to serve her. And her renaissance, like her... second, you always remind second coming. Yes.
Her appearance.
We wouldn't want to get too fuzzy and blurred with it.
That's right.
Other people's agendas.
Because yes, there's a lot of agendas that.
We're delighted about the resurgence of the divine feminine and the consciousness of humanity.
Yes,
that's for sure. Long, long overdue in some people's and. So that's the second technique. That's the pink bubble. It's that simple. It's
expanding the bubble.
Expanding your pink bubble as you breathe in and out, allowing a pink mist to fill a pink bubble in the chest until it either sits in or outside the blue pyramid, depending on how you feel. If you want to engage emotionally with the others, your empathy, your sense of empathy, then fine, have it sit around your blue pyramid where you can feel other people's feelings or other beings. You can sense their emotional communications, if you want, like angels or spirit guides, etc., or ancestors. If you want to feel them, fine. If you don't want to feel them, have it inside your blue pyramid, for you won't be disturbed. And the third technique is what we call the four stars. The four stars, yes. The first star we talk of is the heart star. And then the heart star is basically imagining, allowing that to be a point of light and energy, not this geometric shape of a star, but as in the point of light and energy and generator of light and power and all that good stuff. And so there's a star there. Also symbolically, it represents with holes in it the energy of the inner child, personal inner child of you and this person as you were in this life, in this physical body as a child, but also the child, the divine child, the eternal child of the soul that is the child of the divine parents. So it's the child of the heart, the human child and the divine child, in that sense representing the history of your personal emotion, of all the emotions that are there for all the persons that you have been, the toddler, small child, teenager, young man, young woman, you know, and all that way through into where you're at now. You have an emotional memory, and all the feelings that have ever been felt are in there, and also all the capacities that you have for feeling emotions are also there. And so there's a lot going on in this heart star. It's also obviously pointing to the divine spark within in the heart, and also to what we refer to as the parliament of light.
Yes, that's a very interesting term you introduced me to the other day. The idea of that you're what many people might call their protecting angels, their guardian angels, or your guides, or your spirit guides, or personal guides, or whatever. Form a kind of committee, if you like.
Yes.
Which you call the Parliament of Light.
Well, specifically, the Parliament of Light refers to all the entities that you have ever been, that person has ever been, or ever will be. The soul, the eternal spark, you know, all the incarnations, whether human or off-world or whatever, or in animal form or in tree form or whatever belief system there is, or what experiences there are.
Yes.
Of the soul having incarnated or being a distinctive energy, thought form, consciousness without physical form, you know, and protect. But in whatever particular individualized aspects of consciousness that you have, ever experienced or ever will, are there within. And if we just looked at, for instance, all the human lifetimes that the soul that you are or a person is that is listening to this, that every person is, there are many, many lifetimes there. You've done loads of lifetimes, work, learning, developing, growing, and all that wisdom, all that stuff is there to be accessed and applied in this lifetime. And so where a person can go. A person can go into the center of the heart and acknowledge them and ask them to come forward, and we can sit there and have dialogue and work out and have a chat about stuff, about how can we get to that place where we can embody and remember and recognize ourselves and our powers, our gifts, our talents, our, that we can use in service of the divine cause that we are here to serve and to waken up to within ourselves. And so, yes, the parliament of light is also all contained in this very powerful point called the heart star. So that's what we do. And it's just a case of acknowledgement. The simple system that we're talking about, these four steps of the blue pyramid, the pink bubble, the four stars, we'll carry on with the four stars. The first star is the heart star. Second is the tail star. It shines at the very tip of the tailbone in the coccyx, the very end of the bottom of the spine, the base of the spine, shining partially into the bone and partially out of the bone. So it's right on the edge, this point of light and power and energy, which symbolizes all that you physically are. All that you physically are, all the atoms, all the molecules, all the subatomic particles, all the dark energy, dark matter, whatever it is that goes now that people understand through science and observation and understanding of all the atoms, all the molecules, all the magnetic energy, all the electrical energy that is going on in your brain and your nervous system. That's what's all in there. This, whatever you are, person is, that's what that star symbolizes at the very base of the spine.
Mm-hmm.
The third star is in the very center of the planet, the mother star, or mother star, as we call it in Scotland. The mother star, and it's there in the very center of the earth. And we use that, obviously, as our center line, to get our center line, our connection. Well, in one sense, biologically speaking, or physically speaking, we're acknowledging that this physical body that we are is part and parcel of the planet that we walk on, that we live on. All the air that we breathe is the planet. All the water that we drink is the planet. We're 70% the water that we are.
We are the water, yes.
That's what we are. We are this planet. We are made of that, and that's what we eat. That's what we drink. That's what we breathe, and that's what we are. And it's acknowledging that connection, our dependency upon the planet. And it's also, of course, taking our balancing line by imagining, letting there be a beam of light, of energy, of consciousness, of love, a light coming from the heart star, going down through the body, into the tail star, out through the tail star, all the way down to the very center of the earth. And that connection, that beam of light, of conscious intention, can be like a laser beam being switched on in an instant. Or a person can choose to take their time and feel with every breath that line of light, of love, coming from the heart star down through the body, and take one's time for it to just go through the tail star, feeling it all the way. Or if one wants to, we can just immediately just see it and sense it. It's there.
It's something like a light, yeah.
Yes, absolutely so. And when that beam of light touches the mother star and connects to the mother star, imagine there's a response of the energy coming back. Almost like bouncing the energy, but there's more energy coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you acknowledge the mother star, she acknowledges it. You know, acknowledges your acknowledgement or returns that acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. And so that energy goes back up all the way from the very center of the earth to touch the tail star and feel what that feels like, to feel one's body connecting and the energy coming up. And then feeling the energy coming up all the way through the body into the heart star. Feeling it move through the heart star up to the neck and throat, through the head, past the point between the ears, behind the eyes, and to the top of the head, the star above the head. We call this the sky star or fara star. And it's a star of inspiration. And all that good stuff where the light bulb goes on, you know. A higher mind, if you like, whatever, it doesn't matter, it's symbolizing a star above the head. And we take a few breaths of awareness, acknowledging it. And then allow the awareness to come back down through the head, past that point behind the eyes, between the ears, down through the neck and throat, and back into the heart star. And that's the third step, is acknowledging and connecting the four stars throughout the body. And that's the third step. And that's an important step in the, when it comes to how does this channel do the channeling? How do we channel through this trance channel, this conscious channel? Mm-hmm. And these are the techniques that we began with and that we taught them how to use. And often what happens is we just say, off you go, and you'll go down, straight down, you know, like to be in the center of the earth, and we come down and move in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what takes place, really, in a nutshell. So that the channel is simultaneously present, conscious, but also way down deep in the center of the earth.
Yeah.
And it's about going down, down, down. So, right, if you want to get high, get down. You know, get low, get down, get really big, deep down. The deeper one can be grounded, more grounded and deep down in, solidly hooked into the very core of the planet, the easier it is, the more elegant and efficient it can be for us to come in and out. Mm.
The lovely architect George Ripley from Fintorn said once to me, the soul is the soil.
Mm.
So simply put.
Indeed.
Mm. So I was trying to find a piece of music, but unfortunately the computer seems to be completely broken.
Well,
hang on, there we go. As I speak, it's just started to load, so let's see if we can do a bit more. I was looking for a particular track that I wrote a few years ago, as I said. But we'll see if that pops up. It's taking its time, which is what it's all about.
Indeed.
About taking your time, not being hurried, not being brought into the fearful rush that modern life seems to be.
For so many. And this is one thing that we'd like to offer, because it's a simple process. We're nearly done in that sense, because the fourth step is simply having, just seeing oneself or sensing or affirming that what is inside, a person is inside your blue pyramid,
mm-hmm.
inside your pink bubble, the four stars lit up, aligned and connected in the heart star now, just breathing and being aware of all of this, all of you, inside a big black egg.
Big black egg.
A big black egg. And the egg symbolizing for a person, they're representing their intuition,
mm-hmm.
The creativity, the subconscious, the dream space. That gut instinct.
Mm-hmm.
All the kind of stuff that we know we have, but that kind of you wouldn't be able to explain, is that we have
it. You know, the cinema of your imagination.
Another way of putting it, the screen, perhaps.
Yes. Like we're in a planetarium or something like that, and you project all your realities onto the outside.
Ah. Well, that's interesting to discuss that. I'd be interested in hearing more about how that analogy or metaphor works.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, we keep it very simply that's what it is. We say this is what it is. It's the black egg symbolizes for a person in the personal world, the subconscious, the unconscious, you know, those words. We're not psychologists. We're not
mm-hmm.
psychological people in that sense, trained in that way, but everybody uses those words these days. But ultimately, so for a person, that's that. It represents the dream space, your intuition, all that. Then where we go when we go to sleep, you know, that partner
mm-hmm.
that we have. But also represents the divine and holy mother of all being, goddess,
mm-hmm.
the mother. That's what the black egg symbolizes, represents for us. And so in that sense, it's a four-step simple breath, awareness, color, shape, stepping stone into the presence
mm-hmm.
of being in the presence of the mother of all beings, the one who is breathing us alive, the one who is giving me this breath, the one who is giving me the next breath,
mm-hmm.
stepping into the presence of herself, stopping, slowing down, and saying, I'm breathing now. I've defined my space, I've cleared my mind, I've calmed my heart, I've opened myself, I'm willing to feel my emotional space, I've acknowledged it, I've acknowledged my heart star, and all of that is, in our child, parliament of life, soul, divine mother within, I've acknowledged my body, my physical heart, my tail star, and connected up and opened up to my sky star, I've acknowledged all that I am, and I am in the presence of the one who made me, makes me, maintains and sustains my existence. Just as the planet does my physical body, there is the divine presence which supplies every single breath and maintains our existence as a consciousness. And it's that awareness that we bring people to. It's that awareness that we share. One of the things that we teach the channel and his friends would be to tune in to the angels and the frequency of the angelic realms, if you like. Simply be aware of breath and of the heart and give thanks for the existence. It's as simple as that, because that gratitude for existence is the core song, core frequency of every angel.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be individualized frequencies that are each individual entity that is an angel, but the core resonance, the core frequency is thank you for my existence. And when a person is giving thanks for their existence, then they are in harmony, complete harmony with the core resonance of every single angelic being. And so when we were encouraging the Mother Star people, the human beings involved in the Mother Star Collective, as we refer to ourselves, because we're working through this channel together with groups and the collective, it's how we would encourage them to harmonize the group, practice this technique, the Mother Star Method, as we call it, the permit pink bubble, four stars and black egg.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone sitting in that awareness, going through that process, and then being aware of gratitude for existence and in the presence of the Divine and Holy Mother that we all serve and in whose name everyone channels. And then the next thing we would do would be to encourage people to acknowledge each other's heart stars. And so there'd be four, there were three women in the channel,
mm-hmm.
were sitting, practicing, building these foundations of each person, acknowledging each other's heart stars, and therefore forming a beam, a cross,
mm-hmm.
and then a square
mm-hmm.
with each other, and then doing that at the level of the heart star, then the level of the tail star, and then acknowledging each other being connected to the Mother Star, the very center of the planet, and so forming a pyramid going down, and forming the three stars at the side, and then in this, acknowledging the sky stars, all connected,
mm-hmm.
and then where they intersect, forming a third star in the center of the four, and that being representing the group consciousness,
mm-hmm.
or in our sense, we would invite that to represent Archangel Michael,
mm-hmm.
and therefore the four of us harmonizing the group and creating a manifestation of Archangel Michael and representing his heart star, his tail star, his sky star, him connected to. And then we would create one more star above, which all four sky stars are connected to, and that would complete our matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And then in our mind's eye, we would encourage people to invite their guides, guardian angels, whoever, helpers, to also connect and add their beams of light to this matrix. And that's how we would create the resonance of the space that we were working in. And then from there we would share more teachings of how to focus this energy for healing, for planetary healing or whatever, and all that good stuff. And we'd imagine and encourage people to project their vision of everybody being in their blue pyramids, their pink bubbles, their four stars, and then their black eggs, and all connected up in the matrix.
Mm.
And that similar matrix taking place at in different frequencies of light as well. So there'll be all the different beings from other dimensions joining in too, all of the elemental beings, the fairy beings, or however they're referred to, they have the intelligence as nature behind just behind the veils of the physical. And so everyone can, in one sense, hook in and join in and into what we call the Mother Star Collective.
Mm.
And we focus using this as a common practice to harmonize energy, and with a very simple focused intent to demonstrate the power and the presence of the reality of the Divine and Holy Mother of all, and to give her children some tools to play with.
Very good. Now, it doesn't look like we're going to get any music out of this machine.
Okay.
So, thank you.
I think I still got some more. Have a little
water
here.
Yeah, a little drop. Have you got more water? Have you got a glass?
Mm-hmm.
I can get you a glass if you need.
That's fine, I still some tea. Thank you.
So, we've covered the four techniques.
Mm.
And from thence, we also covered the moving outwards.
Yes, the group practice.
Yeah.
In that sense. So, the matrix.
Yeah.
You know, the Mother Star matrix.
Yeah. Yes.
And so that's that's the core practice. That's how we would begin our sessions.
Mm-hmm.
We then, if we're going to encourage people to get to using the techniques for healing, personal healing, or in that sense, healing. So it's one of those words that can be problematic. Bringing oneself into more wholeness, bringing more of one's full self into oneself, or one's divine self, harmonizing, rebalancing one's body, one's energy, however one wants to put it.
Yes. Well, the word heal means whole.
Fine. Well, it's in that bit of
Holing. Yes,
becoming holy and whole. Instead of being holy and
full. Exactly.
Yes. And so in that sense of, it's through the acknowledgement of the divine holy mother within each other and everyone, and that all is made from her. And if we are in the presence of her in her material, you know, mother, material world is made of mother, and she is the mother of all, and she's present within her creation. And that's the fundamental reality that we want to get to and work in that presence. So we're acknowledging that she is real, and she is within us, and that we're in her presence. And so next, what we do then, just to get on with it, really, to enjoy filling the space that we have with the techniques, and that hopefully this will become a resource for others to enjoy the meander.
Certainly people will be able to download this. Also, there are we've got some audience who are there in the chat room, and I'd like to welcome them in. And there's a telephone number further up that you can dial into. If you wish to listen to more of this, we'll be able to extend the show. It won't be broadcast live, but you will get onto the download, and you'll be able to ask a question of Craig and his I still haven't got the right word for it. His friends.
Yeah, that's a good word. Yeah.
And colleagues. Indeed. So if you want to, you can call the number that is in the top of this page here, which is 646-929-0353. And I'll be able to bring you into the show. And you can, even if you just want to listen for a further period of time, we have up to, I think, 45 minutes or an hour extra, so we can go on if Craig is not too tired. But one day, that music is still not loading. It's so weird.
Okay, yeah.
So
this is it. This is a nice relaxed way of doing this. We have focused recordings of very specific. This is how you do it, and this is the practice. But it's nice to do it in a kind of meandering into it.
Yeah. Are they available anywhere on the internet yet?
Not yet, no. But right. Because we really want to record fresh ones.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we could work together on that.
That would be lovely. That would be lovely. Because they're about 5 years old now, and the channel's frequencies and resonances has moved on, and
exactly,
it'll be a completely different flow. Whereas we've got the time and the space to chat around it, and that's often what happens when we're. When we are sitting together, and when we are at home, and we're around, it's very much an informal process. It's not it's very informal and relaxed and chatty, and it's that kind of fluid space, and we can be fluid about getting into normal chit-chat stuff, and then the next minute we can be very much tuned in, and Michael or some other energy is coming in and giving us some updates.
Yes.
Because it helps to be able to not... It helps a person to be able to absorb information and then have time to sit and chat about it or integrate it and then move on to the next. And to be able to have a nice old state of practice and then chatting, integration, if you like, and then coming back into practice, back into the channeling. And then it's a very fluid process that we have, that we undertake when we're sitting together, and not very rigid, formal classes, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And so while you're engaging with the technology there, Jeremy,
yes,
we'll describe how we would encourage a person to use these techniques.
Oh, do, absolutely, that would be lovely.
Okay, then. Well, from the position of being inside a blue pyramid, in the pink bubble, with the four stars lit up, aligned and connected, and being in the heart star, conscious of the inner child and the divine child, acknowledging the divine spark within, and just being and breathing and his feeling for the energy felt in that is being inside a big black egg and breathing. And then we would then come to pass, and you perhaps imagine there are stars on the soles of your feet connected to the tail star, the beams of light running down the legs, connecting to the feet stars. And then, from the feet stars, beams of light going all the way down to the center of the Earth to connect to the mother star, to the Earth star. And that said, now we are connected to three beams of light, one from the tail star to the center of the Earth, and one each from the left and right feet. Deepening our connection. Strengthening, adding to a sense of groundedness, connected to the very heart of the Mother Earth. Stars and the soles of the feet, connected, feeling them connected to the very center of the air, and up through your legs to the tail star. And then to imagine, pretend, or sense, affirm, however it is for you, we use these words again and again to not exclude those who don't perhaps visualize stars in their hand, and yet can sense them, feel that there are points of light, energy, power in the palms of your hands, connected through your arms to your heart star. Perhaps feeling little stars at the fingertips. I'm just allowing, if you will, the energy to run. Focus your hands on each other. Just to feel them awaken. Feel the light body that you are. You are a being with light, in a body of light. And from there, it's possible, of course, to play with beams of light coming from the stars in your hands, perhaps to one above your head, the sky star. And as you breathe in and out, in one sense, point, focus this energy up and down, a beam of light connecting the heart star to the sky star and the tail star and the earth star, focusing to play, allowing the beams of light connected to your hands, your heart, gently guiding them up and down, and seeing what it feels like, just playing, in the spirit of exploring, the sensing, and that's one way we introduce people to the concept, is like the idea that you are an incredibly powerful being, just by the very nature of your being, the divine soul, the divine spark within. You are part and parcel of the Creator. And these simple tools and techniques are there to help a person remind themselves of their faculties, of the fact that you are safe. You are inside a blue pyramid anytime you want to be, acknowledging that you are protected, that you are known by and loved by Archangel Michael. And you are in his presence when you choose to be. And that relationship will always be one of he will wait, or it, that being, shall always be there for you, awaiting your awareness. And through these simple keys, we can switch into that awareness. We have so many resources within us, waiting to be acknowledged and used. You have learned so much in all the lifetimes you have ever lived. you have so much wisdom within you from this life alone. To have the tools, techniques, and the teachers to help you make the most of these tools and techniques, to be efficient with them, you have that around you. And you can have very simple tools and techniques which you can have use for the rest of your life to make connection, deepen connection, and facilitate communication with the support team that is all around you. The divine support team that is always there with you. And obeying the law in one sense, in that they won't interfere with your life, but they will come when invited. They will be there for you faster than the thought, awaiting patiently your invitation to interact, to have impact on your consciousness, to touch you in some way or another, to make their reality known to you. And to help you deepen and become more efficient and elegant in the way that you access your own divine power, wisdom, love, light, whatever you want to call it, the deepest peace within you. As you come to know your purpose, if you like, as you come to know your own divinity, your higher self, your own parliament of light. As you come to know, if you've never known before, the child that you are, and become a parent to that child that you are. So much we can help with, so much that we have to offer. And now the technology is here to make it available too, to be able to share it from a wee cottage up in the Glen, and it were.
Absolutely. So, that's beautiful. Thank you very much, Craig.
You're very welcome.
And I think I've figured out how I can play some tunes.
Well done.
I think. Let's see. Oh, no. Maybe I'll look at this. Maybe I did unplug it. Oh, well, that's not going to work anyway. And no, they're not over there either. That is so bizarre.
Okay.
So, we'll talk it out.
Yeah,
we'll
absolutely.
Just talk out. Now, we've got nobody's called in at the moment. So, unless you do want to carry on, we'll close the show down in about 5 minutes' time. Anybody who might wish to put a question in, you can put a question into the chat room. Or better still, to call in, we can have a little conversation if you wish, but you have only a few minutes to do so. So, Craig.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your input there.
You're welcome.
It's been a very pleasurable time. And perhaps one day when you're set up in your own studio in your part of the world, because you're currently just visiting the area.
Yes.
We can have further talks on this medium.
Aye.
Perhaps if you're interested, we could do regular slots if there's new information that wants to come through.
Mm.
All you have to do is let me know, and we'll create a show for you.
Well, wonderful. Thank you.
It's been a great pleasure, and. No, we have no callers, so we'll stop it at this point. I wonder, there's nowhere I can do this, because I'm playing it and recording it at the same time, so that's not going to work. That's not going to work. So, I'd like to thank you very much. I will play the outgoing theme, and then I'll end the show. So, Craig Du, until the next time, thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed, Jeremy.